ಸಮಿರಾಂಧಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಾಂಜನ ಶಲಾಕಯ ಚಕ್ಷುಹುವನ್ಮೀಲಿತಂ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ. ಇನ್ ದ ವೇದಿಕ್ ಲಿಟ್ರೇಚರ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೈಡ್ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಟೈಪ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್, ಅಪರಾವಿದ್ಯಾ ಅಂಡ್ ಪರಾವಿದ್ಯಾ ಅಂಡ್ ಅವಿದ್ಯಾ. ಪರಾವಿದ್ಯಾ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸೋಲ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಬಾಡಿ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್, ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಪರಾವಿದ್ಯಾ. ಅಂಡ್ ಆ ಪರಾವಿದ್ಯಾ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ಫುಲ್ ಫಾರ್ ಅವರ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಪರ್ಪಸಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ, ಬಟ್ ವಿಚ್ goes in line with paravidya, for example ayurveda, vastu shastra, all these things is aparavidya, because the goal of ayurveda is to help us have a healthy body so that we can use it in service to god. And avidya means ignorance, which means having knowledge of only matter, dead matter, that is called avidya. So out of these three, avidya, aparavidya and paravidya, which is most important? Paravidya. Because in avidya, we only study material science. We don't know about the soul. And in aparavidya, we know about soul and body, but we are more attentive to bodily needs. Like Ayurveda people, they know about soul, manas, indriya, buddhi, everything they know, but they pay attention to having a healthy body. And paravidya focuses attention on the soul. Why? Because this body is not all in all. We should know soul exists. For example, you go to a market and bring gulab jamun in a carry bag. As soon as you keep the gulab jamun on a plate on the table, what happens to the carry bag? It goes straight into the dustbin. Because a carry bag is considered valuable because it is carrying something valuable. Similarly, this material body is just like a carry bag for the soul. And once the soul comes out at the time of death, even the relatives and friends, they feed the body into the fire. It becomes good for nothing. It is simply fed to the fire to turn into a pile of ashes. If this is the destination of our material bodies, then why do people pamper this body all their life? How many types of sports shoes are there? How many types of jeans are there? How many types of hairstyles are there? How many types of cosmetics are there? How many types of belts are there, coats, suits and ties and everything. So people have a big variety of items prepared in this world to decorate your body, which is simply going to be fed into the fire. But people neglect the most important thing in this body, which is soul, the real living person, the Atma. Just like if I put a gloves in my hand and I wave my fingers, then you can see the gloves moving. But as soon as I take out my hands out of the gloves will drop flat. Similarly, our body, material body, is just like a gloves, and the Atma is the real person who is making this body move about here and there. But once the Atma goes out, then the body drops to ground, dead. Then we just fade it into the fire. That is why in the Vedic literature, the human form of life is considered very, very important. Because this knowledge only a human being can understand. Dogs and cats cannot understand this. Dogs and cats, as you all know, are simply after finding where is my food, where is my mate, where is my place to sleep. That's all. They don't have the ability to understand the difference between body and soul. And how to liberate the soul from this suffering body. They can't ask these questions. But human beings are special because human body is like a deluxe edition. The human body is like a Mercedes-Benz car. While the buffalo's body or a donkey's body, that is like a tractor. In a field for plowing, what do you use? Do you use a Mercedes-Benz car? You use a tractor in a field to plow. Similarly, the animals, they spend all their day doing sense gratification. Like you see a cow or a bull, morning to evening it is grazing in the field. 10-12 hours it is eating. The evening when the animal comes back, again they take the animal to a barn where 2 more hours he is eating some busa and other items. In this way, cow, bull and all, they spend all day eating. Whereas when we eat, we spend only, you know, almost 1 hour in a day for our eating. Why God has given us so much free time in a day? So that we can fulfill the mission of human life by studying about God and remembering Him. Similarly, you see, the monkeys, they cannot keep quiet for a moment. They are busy, 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 busy for what? Busy in disturbing others. Even a small monkey, you will see, it will be making sound, jumping from place to place, creating noise, you know, snatching away somebody's bag of fruits, jumping here, jumping there. So in this way, you find animals while away their valuable time in finding their food, finding place to sleep, etc. But in human body, a human being, he may be very sophisticated in having a kitchenette, in having a Dunlop pillow bed to sleep. He may have the skyscraper buildings, all these things. But if he is spending all his time in eating, sleeping, mating and defending, how is he superior? One Swami Prabhupada, he used to say, the dogs are running on 4 legs and the man is running on 4 wheels for the same purpose of eating, sleeping, mating, defending. How is he superior? It's a good question. Yes, man is superior. How? When he focuses his attention on self-realization. Self-realization means to understand, why am I suffering in this body? And how I can attain perfect happiness in my life? How I can put a full stop to all my sufferings? This is intelligence. This we can only do when we have a human body. And this cannot be done in an animal body. In fact, after acquiring all the knowledge, the conclusion of the knowledge is that one becomes an obedient servant of God. You will find in Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna was weeping and crying and moaning in the beginning. He put his Gandiva bow down, saying, I will not fight. And Krishna said, Arjuna, how can you give up the war? You are the leader of all the Pandavas. Imagine if a girl goes to a Bharatanatyam stage, goes to the stage and she is dressed up very beautifully in Bharatanatyam dress, and the lights are put on, focus lights. Everybody is waiting to watch her dance. Suddenly she collapses on the stage and lies on the ground saying that I am feeling too shy to dance now in front of so many people. How will it be? People will say, alas, what happened to this lady? Similarly, Arjuna is the topmost warrior and here he is in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita putting the Gandiva bow down and unwilling to fight. At that time, Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. And at the end of hearing Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna got up, picked up his bow and arrow and boldly fought the battle and emerged victorious. So this is the power of the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, which Lord Krishna spoke to Arjuna. Arjuna told, Karishye Vachanam Tava. I will obey you, Krishna. Whatever you say, I will obey. So we can express our obedience to Krishna or God simply by our willingness to chant the holy names every day for a short while, as you all are doing. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. जस्ट एज अर्जुना बिकेम फ्री फ्रॉम ऑल मिजरी एंड बिकेम जॉयफुली सिचुएटेड बाय चैंटिंग ऑफ द होली नेम्स, वी विल बिकम फ्री फ्रॉम ऑल सफरिंग्स इन अवर लाइफ एंड वी कैन अचीव एवरलास्टिंग ओशन ऑफ ब्लिस. दिस इज अ प्रॉमिस that the scriptures have given us, especially for those who are human beings who accept this path. Thank you very much.